Welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight in Action. Thank you for tuning in. I haven't been here in a long time. I have missed you guys so much. I was actually taking a break away from social media and podcasting for some other reasons, but here I am. I'm Dorcas Perry, your host for this show. Today we'll be talking about never giving up. I know we have heard of the never give up motivation, videos we've watched, songs we've listened to, and some of us have even read books on how not to give up when you have started something. I am talking about not giving up today because I received a number of emails from some young people who wanted to know how I have managed to be in school, working at the same time, and just finding time to do other things that I do. So before we get into today's topic, I just want to read out a few inspiring quotes about not giving up. The first one is having a winning mindset. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Take the first step, then another. It always seems impossible until it's done. Never stop trying. Keep at it. Be unstoppable. Remember why you started. Keep yourself encouraged. Remember it's supposed to be hard and never easy. Without further ado, let's get straight into what we have planned for today. To begin with, I got my first job at the age of 22. It's never been an easy journey. I have applied in a number of places as well before I got to work for the organization that I'm working for. But the spirit that I had and the spirit I still have right now is never to give up on something that you really wanted. You know, when you make your request known to God, when you write down your goals, when you keep on reviewing them, they will definitely happen the way you want them to happen. I remember my last year in college, which was last year somewhere in June, I had a desire to work for a non-governmental organization. I prayed about it and I wrote it down. I was like, God, I don't want to work for the government. I want to work for a non-governmental organization because I felt like if I get that opportunity to do it, I was going to grow my skills and was going to learn different things compared to when I opted to work for the government. So in August, I was done with college. Then from September to December, I was applying for different jobs in different organizations. And Population Council was one of them. I remember applying for the job that I'm currently doing somewhere in December. So I didn't have a proper phone at that time, so maybe I might have missed one or two calls from other organizations, but you know, God's will always prevail at the end of the day. So Population Council called me, I think it was the last week of January. It's the time that I was unwell. Yeah, I got sick, I was unwell, and at that time, I didn't really have, my voice didn't get back like my usual voice because I was having difficulties in speaking. So even the time that I was talking to them, they could hardly get what I was saying. So in my head, I was like, I don't know if they're going to pick me, but I just left everything in God's hands. So they called me again in February. So I had two problems. I was sick and I didn't have a proper phone. My phone had an issue with the mouthpiece. So I could get what they were saying, but they couldn't get what I was saying. I really got frustrated. I remember that time. And during that same period is the time that my father got ill. He was diagnosed with stage 3 pneumonia. So it was a rough time in my life. I literally didn't want a job at that point. All I wanted was for him to be okay. So I got into depression at that point. Then from there we continued taking him to the hospital and the like, and I had forgotten about the job, interview that I was supposed to do. But they called me one of these days, and one of those days when my father was still ill, and I did the interview with them. It went on well, a bit, I guess. But my sister told me, just keep the faith, it's gonna be okay. Yeah, so it was interview after another, did the training, then finally started working for them somewhere in, I think, April. Yeah, I think somewhere in April. So why I'm sharing this story is because today I want us to discuss about not giving up. I know life gets hard. I've been at a point where I feel like giving up on life is way better than, you know, living. So things really do get hard, I must acknowledge, and I don't take the opportunities that I've been exposed to in my life for granted. I'm forever grateful to God. I'm forever grateful to the organization that employed me, because it actually gave me, you know, a learning space and just to grow. We might be going through situations that are beyond human understanding. There are certain things that we can't even tell people that this is what we are going through, but all you can do for yourself is to, you know, curl up yourself in bed, cry and sleep, and, you know, just like that. But I'm here to encourage you that never give up. Write down what you want to see in your life. Write down what you want God to do for you. And in no time, you're going to see that things are actually moving in that direction. Perseverance is very important. Even the Bible reminds us to say, when you are tested, you know, it actually prepares you for greater battles in future. It may not seem so when you are going through that, I know, but I'll say it over and over again. There's a purpose why we go through pain. There's a purpose why we go through things that we can't even explain. But always know, most of the times, pain brings purpose in our lives, and we should strive to know what that purpose is in our lives when we're going through so much pain. I'm doing my degree program at the University of Zambia, and you know, it's been hard. Like, this year was really, really hard, because at first, you know, the first of the year, at the beginning of the year, like I said, I was sick. And then when I was just healing, my father got critically ill. I had school, I had fees to settle, and I needed time to study, I needed a job, I needed money. You know, there were so many things that I needed, but I never gave up. It was hard for me to get my book and start studying. So because when I started working, I actually gave up on school, I didn't even do my registration. You know, but when I interacted with one of my supervisors, she actually encouraged me to get back to school. She was like, you get back to school, you're still young, you know, you can still do it. And I was so encouraged. So that when we took a break at work, I think that was somewhere in June, due to COVID-19, the cases had really escalated. That's how I continued with my studies. I went to do registration in second semester at the University of Zambia, and you know how UNZA is. I missed the whole first semester. I never used to attend classes, I never used to study, but I relayed on that word, and I went ahead. I successfully registered, cleared my fees, and start for the exam. So you know, when you're destined for greater things, it's never an easy ride. It will be tough, it'll be wild. You feel like giving up almost every day, you know. So always remember why you started something. You know, look at the future that you want to build. The present might not be so good, but just look at the future. What do you want to do? What do you want to become? Whom do you want to benefit from the success that you are striving for? You know, have people in mind that you want to fight for. I personally keep my siblings and my parents at heart, and I tell myself I have to do better every day. I need to create a better life, not only for myself but also for them. So always remember why you do what you do. It will never be easy, but I can assure you it's very much possible. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was my 7th episode in season 1. I haven't recorded in a while, like I said, due to some other personal reasons and situations that I was going through. And the other reason is actually that the application that I used to record this podcast, Anchor, had an update, of which it kind of affected how I was supposed to do the recording from some time. So I had to change the gadget I was using to a different one, so it required an upgrade like that. But we are back and we are still talking motivation, we're still talking mental health, we're still bringing inspirational stories, we're still talking about lifestyle and not forgetting activating that inner man through word and action. We want words that will activate you to do that thing that you've been wanting to do. We don't want popcorn stories or, you know, or popcorn motivational talks, but we want real words which will prompt you to go for that desire that you have in you. Thank you so much. This has been Dorcas Perry on Live and Win. Catch me next week as we get to talk about something special, and I'll be having a discussion with somebody that is going to inspire you. We are all about inspiration. Thank you so much. I'll leave my social media handles in the description for this episode. Get in touch. Let's continue chatting even after this show. It really means a lot. I love you, but God loves you more. Thank you.